Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Find the works of Satan. Stop
the mouth of lions. Have your way today. Let your will be done. Lie down of transgression. Every way that is contrary to your will. We know you're able today. We know thou art a savior. You are a strong deliverer. You've got the power. You can do everything, Lord. We are dependent on you. We are dependent on you. The author and the finisher of our faith. You are our very present help. We can run to you. You are a hiding place for us. Hallelujah. When things go wrong in our lives, we can run to you. Lord, we give it all to you. We trust in you today. We know you're able to work it out. Bless your people today. Look on your people everywhere. All those who are being tried, those who are being tested, those who are being rebuked, we pray, Lord, that you help your people to stand, that you will send more grace, send more love in the name of Jesus. Send more strength where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. Help us to go through. Help us to make this journey. Oh, my God, we are dependent on you. Very soon, we know. You are our very present help. Jesus, trouble is all around. But we know that you're able. You're able to help us today. In the name of Jesus, move in a mighty way. Take full control. Have your way tonight on this broadcast. Lead us here tonight, Lord. Sing your word. Send thine anointing, O Lord. Let some soul be blessed. Let some soul be saved. Let somebody be healed. Let somebody be delivered. We know thou art a deliverer. We believe your word. We are trusting in you with all our heart and not leaning to our own understanding, but we are dependent on you, for you are our help. You are our very present help in trouble. Oh, my God, you said they that trust in the Lord shall be as now cannot be removed, but abide forever. I take you at your word. I believe you, and I know you're able, oh, Lord. I know you've got the power. We're dependent on you today. We pray that you continue to bless this broadcast, bless the listeners, touch, save, heal, forgive, and deliver. We will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful opening scripture coming through Evangelist Maybell Edmond. And at this time, we're going to read the 91st number of Psalm, beginning at the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. Please forgive me, Evangelist, if I cut you off. I didn't mean to. The 91st number of Psalm in the first verse says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Thank God for renewing his word. The 91st number of Psalm, the first throughout the 11th verses. And I just want to sing a portion of the song. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? Kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. He locks me in the cradle of his arms when he knew I'd been battered and scarred. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist May. Thank God for the beautiful scripture read by Evangelist Khadija. And we just thank God for all of you for tuning in on this evening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we just want to get some announcements at this time. And we just want to ask you to continue to pray for all of those who are on the prayer list, for all of those who are sick and shut in. And we ask that you will lift them up in prayer, especially for the bereaved families, the bereaved white family, and all the rest of the bereaved families at this time. And we also have an additional announcement for a bishop who lost his daughter. And we ask for you to pray a special prayer for him. God is able to take them through. And prior to that, he had lost his mother-in-law. So let us pray for Bishop Byrd and his family. Lift them up in prayer. And also, we just thank God for all of the announcements and as far as the prayer list. And we just want to keep you in mind that we air this show on Friday night at 7 p.m. And you are certainly welcome to listen by dialing 319-527-6763. Or you can listen online by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title I School. You can also correspond with us by emailing us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. You can send us correspondence by postal mail at P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And also, you can be a guest on our broadcast by calling 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946408#. And you are certainly welcome to tune in to the broadcast. You can be on the broadcast if you have a burning testimony that you want to tell, and you have some words of encouragement, or maybe you have a song on your heart and you want to sing that song. You just want to get the word out that Jesus saves.
Amen. You are welcome to join us on the broadcast. If there's any clergy who would like to give announcements, you're welcome to use our guest call-in line to give your remarks. Excuse me, I meant to say remarks. If you have remarks after the word of God. Amen. So again, let us continue in prayer for all of those who are on the prayer list. And these are all of our announcements for now. And at this time, we're going to have some words of encouragement from Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this opportunity. I want you to know, you out there in Radio Land, every listening brothers and sisters, I want you to know that if you dwell in that secret place of the Most High, then you're going to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And the Bible says, surely of a truth, this is filled with God's seal. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Satan comes to destroy, but the Lord is here to deliver. So just stay in that secret place of the Most High God, and he will deliver. He said he would. And he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. And we don't have to be afraid, because the Bible says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. So the devil, he's shooting his arrows, but we don't have to be afraid. We can look to the Lord and just abide in that secret place under the shadow of the Almighty. God is Almighty. He can do everything. He's above everybody. He's got all power in his hands, and he is a mighty deliverer. So don't fret, and don't feel cast down. The Bible says, why art thou cast down? Hope thou in God. For he is the health of thy countenance. So we are trusting in the Lord, and we want to encourage you to trust in the Lord, because God will do just what he said he would do. And I thank the Lord for that beautiful scripture that was read from the 91st number of Psalm. May God bless you, the listeners, and everyone that is desiring a blessing of the Lord. Continue to look to the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful words of encouragement and exhortations coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, we're going to prepare for the word of God. Praise the Lord. And on the other night, I was on the Prayer News Network Global and brought forth the word. So I'm going to let that word go forth on tonight. So let us listen carefully to the word of God. And the introduction was made. There was a song before the message, so I'll be just starting right where this broadcast was turned over to me. So the next thing you'll hear is the message that was preached on Wednesday night. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. It is a blessing indeed to be back here on the Prayer News Network Global broadcast. Amen. Just one more time. Thank the Lord for allowing us to come together. And I'm just so grateful. Thank the Lord for the invitation. And thank the Lord for all who are ministering and laboring in this great ministry. And thank God for everyone who has tuned in on tonight. And at this time, rather, I bring you greeting from Holy Temple Church of God. Praise the Lord. And I thank the Lord for just the opportunity to do something for the Lord. Amen. So let us prepare our minds for the word of God. And before we go to the scriptures, let us have a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks. We come before you, O God, and we bless your holy name. We call upon you tonight, Lord, to minister unto us through your word. Lord, speak to our hearts and to our souls and our minds. Oh, Lord, have your way and let your will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. I just thank the Lord for this opportunity once again. As stated, when there's an opportunity to do something for the Lord, I am just happy to accept it. Praise the Lord. And because the Lord has done so much for me, and I cannot pay him, I just owe him everything. And therefore, I will bless the Lord. And my soul will bless the Lord because he has done great things. And he keeps on doing great things, not just for me, but for all of us. And we all have the right to praise him and to bless his holy name. So I ask that you pray along with me as we prepare now to go to the Word of God. If you want to get your Bibles, go ahead and get your Bibles. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to the book of James in the New Testament. The book of James, the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 18, and also 1 John, the 5th chapter, verses 14 and 15. And I also have some other scriptures I'd like to talk about, if it be the Lord's will, if we get around to it. Praise the Lord. But we're going to start with the book of James, the 5th chapter, beginning with verse 13, and the Bible reads, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Let's go to 1 John, the 5th chapter, verses 14 and 15. Verse 14 reads, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him." Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. Thank God for these passages of Scripture because they are very enlightening and very encouraging. Praise the Lord. There's so much in these scriptures that we can use to apply to our walk with Christ. Every day we face many challenges. And as Jesus encouraged us in the book of St. Luke, the 18th chapter, he said that he spoke this parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And if I were to leave a title or a subject with you on this evening, it would be the prayer of faith is powerful and effective. Hallelujah. And the theme to focus on would be don't lose faith in God. And as Brother James begins the questions that he asked here, he gave answers to these questions. The first one is any among you afflicted? Do you have afflictions? Are you dealing with things now in your life? Are you dealing with some kind of struggle? And here he says, let him pray. Is any married? Are you happy? Are you glad about something? Let him sing songs. Okay? So these answers are very powerful answers. These answers to the question, when affliction come upon us, we have to pray. The main thing is to remember is that we need to pray. We can ask someone else to pray for us and to pray with us, but we need to take the initiative and pray ourselves. And also, if we are married, if we have an abundance of joy, we are just overjoyed, that is a time when we can sing psalms, hallelujah, and go before God with singing, amen, giving praise to the name of the Lord. And in both of these instances, there is so much power and effectiveness in getting a blessing from the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there is power in praise. When we render songs unto the Lord, this is a praise that's going to God. And when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. The next question is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And this is something that many have gotten away from. Instead of calling for the elders of the church, they're going here and there and elsewhere, seeking to be healed. When we are instructed and encouraged to call for the elders of the church. And then the latter part says, and let them, the elders, pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. There are times when we have done wrong, and because of the sin we committed or the wrong that we did, a sickness can come upon us. Praise the Lord. But if any among us are sick, we are to call for the elders of the church. Let the elders pray over us and anoint us with oil in the name of the Lord. And when they pray the prayer of faith shall save us. And the Lord will raise us up. And here is the beauty of the grace of God, is that if we have committed sin, if we've done anything wrong, the sin will be forgiven. Hallelujah. And God will make us whole. The next part says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. This is important. We have to pray one for another so we can be healed. It is not always necessarily a sickness of the flesh, but there could be an illness or sickness in the spirit, a spiritual sickness, a mental sickness, or emotional sickness. Whatever sickness is on us, we have to confess our faults one to another and pray one for another that we may be healed. Hallelujah. You might say, well, I'm not sick. You don't know if you're sick. This go pray one for another. And I'm not telling you to just go tell people everything that's going on in your life. Don't. That's not what I'm saying. But according to the word of God, confess your fault. If you made a mistake, if you did something wrong, confess it. Don't act like you never make a mistake. We all make mistakes if we're human. Praise the Lord, and we can confess it one to another. Amen. And then pray one for another that we may be healed. So there's a need for us to be healed. And in this latter part of this verse, the 16th verse, he says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And there's the power in prayer, which is the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith is very effective. The prayer of faith is very powerful. Hallelujah. When I looked into the definition of these words, effectual, successful in producing a desired or intended result, effective, fervent, having or displaying a passionate intensity, exhibiting particular enthusiasm, zeal, conviction, persistence, or belief. To be intensely devoted or earnest, and when I think on that earnest, think about when Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray unto the Father. And he prayed several times, but did not get the result he desired. So he went on back a third time, and this particular time he prayed so fervently, and he prayed with such passion that he sweated, and the sweat began to fall from his face as if they were great drops of blood. And then God was moved by that effectual fervent prayer that was prayed, and he ordered the angels to go down and minister to his son. Hallelujah. And when we go before the Lord and we pray the prayer of faith, and we believe that the Lord hears our prayer, hallelujah, we believe that God is going to answer our prayer. Praise the Lord. As 1 John tells us, we have this confidence in him that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know, and this is without a doubt, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. Praise the Lord. So we need to go to God in prayer and faithful in prayer. Pray without ceasing. Amen. Pray without fainting, without losing the faith in God. Maybe God didn't move right away, but keep trusting in him. Keep waiting on him, patiently waiting, and believe him. Hallelujah. There was an example of someone who prayed, and that was Elijah. He prayed to God, and he asked God to not let it rain for 3 years and 6 months. He prayed earnestly. This was a fervent prayer. So he began to pray earnestly, asking the Lord to hold the rain. And God honored that prayer. God heard him, and he stopped the rain for 3 years and 6 months. And then when the prophet began to pray again, he prayed and he asked God to let the rain come down. And the earth brought forth the fruit. So God, he hears and he answers. Praise the Lord. And also, I believe there are many examples of someone praying the prayer of faith throughout the Bible. One other example comes to mind concerning a woman who had an issue of blood. And this woman had gone to various physicians trying to be healed of that condition. But instead of getting better, she got worse. And not only that, she had spent all her money paying for these doctor bills. And so she had nothing else left. But when she heard about Jesus, who had sat down to eat, and the publicans and the sinners came around and listened to Jesus teach, hallelujah. Of course, the scribes and the Pharisees, they were critical of Jesus and saying, why does Jesus eat with the publicans and the sinners? But Jesus began to let them know that they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. So he was ministering to sick folk. Hallelujah. Sin sick, sick in the body, whatever sickness they had, he was ministering to them. Praise be to God. And so she had determined in herself. She had made up her mind that she was going to believe. And before she even approached Jesus, because she knew she was not allowed to be out in the public because of her condition, she was considered unclean. Therefore, she took faith and she believed that if she could get close enough to him, just to touch his garment, she said, I shall be whole. There was nothing doubtful about the statement she made. She spoke it out of her mouth. Or rather, in her Bible says that, for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. So she took faith and she went and got close enough to Jesus. And she reached out and she touched the hem of his garment. And when she touched Jesus, the virtue went out of Jesus into the woman. Glory be to God. And when Jesus turned himself about and he saw the woman who had the issue of blood, he spoke to her to encourage her, saying, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Hallelujah. So she believed before she even took a step of faith, that she made up her mind within herself. This is going to be my deliverance. I'm going after my deliverance. Nothing is going to stop me. I know I'm not supposed to be out here, but I believe if I can just touch his soul, everything will be all right. I will be made whole. Glory be to God. So there was nothing doubtful about what she said. She believed it, and she received the petition she desired. Amen. I'm also reminded of another example in 2 Kings, the 20th chapter, when the king, King Hezekiah was sick unto death. And God sent the prophet Isaiah to tell him to set his house in order, for he would surely die and not live. But the king began to turn his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord. He prayed so fervently and so earnestly before God. And the Bible says Hezekiah wept for. Hallelujah. And after praying that prayer, God heard his prayer and spoke to the prophet who had delivered the message to him before the prophet could even get into the middle court. The word of the Lord came to him, and the prophet had to go back to King Hezekiah. Oh, hallelujah. And he went on back and told him what thus says the Lord. The Lord said that he would heal him. Amen. Praise God. And also add 15 more years onto his life. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I can say the truth that the prayer of faith is powerful and effective. Oh, glory to God. I thank God for the word of God. And as Brother James said, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Avail. That word means help or benefit, aid, assist, profit, be of advantage to. So though that prayer of faith availeth much. Oh, glory to God. And I thank God for blessing us and teaching us his word. And I know that because of the pandemic, we may not have been able to go and visit the sick in the hospital or in their home and anoint them. The elders may not have been able to go and anoint and lay hands on the sick. But fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It can reach whoever is sick, wherever they are, even over the airwaves, over the telephone line. Glory be to God. Oh, the Lord has given us more than one way to get a prayer through. Amen. Praise God. We can intercede on someone else's behalf. And this is also recorded in the word of God. There was a man who had a son who was vexed with a deaf and dumb spirit. And that deaf and dumb spirit would torment the boy. And this father, he needed some help. He went to Jesus and he asked the Lord to have compassion on him and help him. He said, Lord, if thou canst make my son whole. In other words, if I can do anything, have compassion and help us. And Jesus cast out the unclean spirit from the little boy. And I tell you, all the man had to do was believe. But sometimes our faith is a little weak. He immediately cried out and said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. So he asked the Lord for help. He asked him to assist him with his son. And Jesus honored his faith. The prayer of faith saved the sick. Amen. Praise God. At this time, let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. And there may be somebody who's been dealing with various things, sicknesses, diseases, troubles, viruses, illnesses, and so forth. We can go to God and inquire of him. We can ask the Lord in faith, hallelujah, and God will answer. He will hear our prayer, and he will answer. Don't lose faith in God. Keep Lord and know that if he doesn't do it, it doesn't mean that he cannot. Hallelujah. And just because he hasn't done it yet, it doesn't mean that he won't. Lord, glory be to God. We just have to be patient and wait on God because we can't hurry God. We just have to wait, hallelujah, and take him at his word. Glory be to God. Somebody sang a song saying, you can't hurry God. No, 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 you just have to wait. You just have to trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, glory to God, because he's a God that you can't hurry. He'll be there. Don't worry. Glory be to God. So don't worry. Don't fret. He'll be there. And he'll be right on time. Because our time and God's time, they don't line up. Amen. But God does things on his time, not ours. Glory to God. So I thank the Lord for the word of God. I hope that you have gained something from the word on tonight. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us prepare to go to the Lord in prayer. And I believe that there is somebody who needs deliverance tonight. There is someone who needs a healing on tonight. Praise God. You know, God, he wants us to be made whole. Because when the Lord answered Hezekiah the king, he told him that he had heard his prayer and also had seen his tears, because the man, he wept sore. I mean, he cried unto the Lord. He prayed so earnestly with his to the wall, and the Lord saw his tears, and he also heard his prayer and did something about it. Praise be to God. And he's the same God. He hasn't changed, neither will he ever change. But he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Glory to God. And he's still healing the sick. He's still working miracles. He's still raising the dead. He's still working wonders. Hallelujah. He's still saving souls. Oh, yes, he's still doing great things. Praise be to God. Yes, he has done great things, but he's still doing great things. Glory, hallelujah. And we ought to bless the Lord. We ought to honor him and give him praise for all the great and mighty things he has done. And if you have any consecrated oil, anointing oil, in your house or wherever you are, if you have any oil with you, I'm going to ask you to take that oil right now. And when we go to God and we pray the prayer of faith, we're going to believe God together. And you take that oil and you anoint your body. You can put it on your head or wherever the pain or sickness, wherever it is. Place that anointing oil upon your body. And we're going to believe God together. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to pray the prayer of faith. And according to the word of God, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Oh, thank you, Lord. Maybe you're struggling with enemies coming against you, fighting against you, evil spirits trying to destroy you and tear you down. We're going to pray the prayer of faith for deliverance. Hallelujah. For the Lord to rebuke these unclean spirits and to cause them not to trouble you anymore. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And maybe you've been struggling and enemies trying to get you to throw up hands saying, what's the use? I want to say to you, don't throw up hands. Glory to God, but keep your faith in the Lord. Don't lose faith in God, but keep on trusting him. And we'll pray the prayer of faith that God will give you the strength you need to continue on. Amen. If you have to mark time, don't go backward, but continue going forward. If you just have to stand still, don't be moved. But wait until your change comes, and then you can move forward. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For whatever it is you're going through tonight, we're going to believe God together. And we're going to believe him, touching and agreeing on the same thing. And with the anointing oil, now as we go into the presence of the Lord, put the oil on you as we pray this prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, oh God, humbling ourselves before you. We come to you, Lord, praying the prayer of faith because we believe that you hear us, oh my God. Because we believe that we have the petition that we've asked in this prayer. Oh, Lord, my God, we pray right now on behalf of that one who's sick, Lord Jesus. Lord, those who are experiencing illnesses and sicknesses in their body, oh, my God, we pray for healing, oh, Lord, and make them whole in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you on behalf of those who are discouraged tonight. And we ask you, oh, God, to encourage them and to lift their burden. Lord Jesus, that one that is nearest to giving up, Lord, strengthen them and help them to keep on holding on. Help them to keep moving forward in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we call on you tonight because we know that you have all power in your hand. And you said that all things are possible to him that believes. And we believe you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name. And we pray for miracles in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for deliverance on tonight. Send deliverance, oh my God. Rebuke the unclean spirit. Tear down strongholds, my God, in the name of Jesus. Destroy the yoke of bondage. Oh, Lord, move in a mighty way, my God. Let the glory of God be revealed. Let the powers of God be made manifest. Oh, Lord, come and see about us tonight. Stop by for just a little while. Oh, Lord, look upon the prayer list. Oh, Lord Jesus, and the names that are written on the list, one by one and name by name, and look at the petition or the prayer request that's written by each name, Lord my God. Hallelujah. We're praying, Lord, that you will see their need, Lord God, and grant it according to your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're believing you and we're taking you at your word. We ask you, Lord, to make your holy visitation, to stop by those who are incarcerated tonight and visit them, Lord God. And we pray that you will save their souls and deliver them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are asking you, Lord, to go into the hospital, oh Lord God, into the nursing homes and the nursing facilities. Oh, God, stop by and walk up and down every corridor. Go to every room, Lord Jesus, and make your holy visitation. We pray, God, that you would lay your hand upon each one and touch their body, touch their mind, Lord, touch their soul. Oh, God, is there any sin or any wrong that they've done? just pray, God, that you'll forgive them and take them away, God. Take away their sin and make them ever whole in the name of Jesus. Do it, Lord, right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, glory to your name. Lord, we believe it and we count it done, Lord. We are asking it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, if there's anything that we fail to mention in this request tonight, you know, God, oh God, even the unspoken request, that desire of the heart only you and the individual know about, that hasn't been shared with anyone else. You know about it, Lord. And we pray, God, that you will let them have the desires of their heart in the name of Jesus. We believe it, Lord, and we thank you for it. We thank you for your mercy. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace toward us. Though we're not deserving of it, Lord, we thank you and we embrace it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh, God, for hearing our prayer. We thank you for answering prayer, Lord. We thank you for working it out for us, oh, God. We thank you for the deliverance of those who are bound. We thank you for the healing of the sick tonight, Lord. We thank you. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you for the burden.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for the answer.
Thank you,
oh my God, that you provided to those who are seeking answers tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the saving of the souls of the lost. Oh, God, we thank you for forgiveness of sins. We bless your holy name, and we praise you, Lord. We honor you, and we lift you up. Oh, my God, and we ask that you'll continue to bless your people everywhere. Bless us one by one, name by name. Bless, oh, God, in the leadership. Lord, give vision, give revelation, give instruction on how to lead the congregation. We know you're able, Lord, and look on those all around the world in leadership. We pray, God, that you will intervene and that you will have mercy and help us. Oh, my Lord, help us down here in this world of sin. Oh, God, deliver us and keep us, Lord. We believe it and we thank you for it. We are asking it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Thank God for the word of God. And at this time, we're going to have remarks from Evangelist May. And if Evangelist Khadija is still on, she'll also have remarks.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful message coming through Evangelist Amin. She preached out of her soul, and I enjoyed the word of God. We have to trust in the Lord and look to the Lord, because whatever it is that we're going through, God knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. And the Bible is telling us, if there's any among you that is sick, let them call for the elders of the church. You can call for the elders and ask for prayer. And the prayer of the righteous availeth much. God is able to deliver, save, forgive, whatever. Doesn't matter. God has got the power to deliver. And I just thank God for that message. I'm encouraged through the word of God. I'm saying to Evangelist Amin, continue to preach the word of God. And let him continue to have his way in your life. And before we go any further, I do want to announce that Evangelist Cynthia is scheduled to preach on May the 4th. That's at 8 p.m. and also on May the 11th and May the 25th at 8 p.m. on the International Prayer Network. And the number is 805-313-4122. The access code is 187869#. And we would be glad to have you on the line to hear this woman of God preach the word of God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Why don't you go ahead and give your information for the prayer mission, Gospel Evangelist May?
Yes, and we also have the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, which is located at 18 East Center Street, and that's in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We will be there on Sunday afternoon at 12 p.m., and we look forward to having a great time in the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Feel free to stop by if you're in the area and come and worship with us. And also, the upcoming prayer mission will be having prayer, noonday prayer. Lord's will, we will give you the date and the time. We are looking forward to launching out a little bit further. So we are designing your prayers to pray for us. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Any other clergy on the broadcast or on our guest line who would like to have remarks, you're certainly welcome to chime in at this time. God bless. And if not, we truly thank God for all of you. We thank God for you taking the time out to tune in to this broadcast on tonight. And we pray that the Lord is blessing you continually through this ministry. And we thank God certainly for your support, for your prayers. And we just want you to know that we are praying for you, and that God loves you, and we thank God for you. Amen. We just thank the Lord for your patience, and we would like for you to tune in with us for our next broadcast coming up on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, this concludes the broadcast for this evening. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.